We're trying to figure out how to continue to keep the country safe, do our national security mission with declining resources. And it means that we have to look for savings, look for efficiencies, and that's a cultural change for us. And that, you know, that's a pretty big issue right now.
So what can the CFO do to help the program people through that whole process?
Yeah, I think it, you know, it's looking out, not making bad decisions, not panicking, making you know, cuts that are then going to come back on key operational issues. If you look up CFO for the FBI on Google, you won't see me. You'll get 3 million hits, and they're all related to investigations we're doing, arresting CFOs and arresting other financial entities. And so organizationally, we're the ones that are putting those people behind bars for committing illegal acts, and you want to make sure your organization that's doing that is sound and financially you know, structured, that you're not going to fall into those same type of problems. So it's having the ability to kind of say, we've got to cut what's essential, and what may have been essential 2 years ago is now a nice to have, but making sure we can carry out those critical missions, putting agents on the street, getting our intelligence analysts the information they need to be able to assess where threats are occurring.
Now, right now, everybody's under continuing resolution. That includes the Justice Department as well as the FBI itself. Yeah. How are you managing through that, and how are you enabling managers who commit funds to live through these really fairly unprecedented waters?
So, you know, we're cutting everything back from travel to training, just like all the other organizations. One of the issues we have is because of the growth we've had, which, you know, Congress and the administration have been very helpful in getting us the resources, we now don't have all those resources to cover those personnel costs and cover those operational costs. So, you know, at this point right now, it's looking for things that, again, we can do without. And we're looking at the vehicle programs. We're looking at some of our operations that are lower priorities that we may not be able to do. We're the federal entity that does public corruption. If there's federal corruption out in the state and local area, some states have no other entity other than us. And so even though that's not national security, that's a critical role that we play. And it's looking at each one of those programs and operations and saying, we've got to continue to do this. What can we give up? And those are hard decisions. And sometimes that clashes individuals together. So you're a referee as well as a facilitator of those type of activities.
How about people? Any plans for furloughing anyone or laying off anyone?
No, we're not going to furlough or lay off, but we are in a hiring freeze. We, you know, are looking at probably a gap at the end of the year of about 1,100 positions that we won't be able to fill because of funding shortfalls, and that's huge. The director, Mueller, will have hit 10 years this September, and I think one of the advantages of having as the executive of the organization over that period of time, you just can't be successful with the operational agents. You have to have all the infrastructure and the people that do the back operations. And I think there is considerable concern that, you know, even if we can keep our agent numbers up, without these professional staff, without the intelligence analysts that aren't the agents out there at the tip of the spear, but without them, we can't be successful doing our job. And that is going to hurt, and we're going to have to figure that out.
We're speaking with Rich Haley, the CFO of the FBI. And speaking of Director Mueller, he's been involved with other agencies as the FBI has become integrated with so many other pieces of the intelligence apparatus thanks to information sharing. How do those programs get planned and go forward when you're interrelated with so many other federal agencies?
So it's federal agencies, it's state and locals, it's our international partners. And there's over 20,000 police officers in New York City. We only have 12,000 agents, and we're covering the entire country as well as the globe. So you can't do it with your own direct resources. And those collaborative efforts, you can't not do it. And so there are resources that we have to continue to invest in with our state and local task force partners. Every one of our 56 field offices has a joint terrorism task force made up of FBI, our other law enforcement partners, as well as the state and locals. And they are the ones that respond if there's a terrorist event in that that area. And we have to continue to keep those. Without that communication, coordination, and then I think culturally, as we do that on the operational side, it's looking in my lane, it's looking in our HR lane, the facilities lane, where we're collaborating with our own partners, other federal agency CFOs, other human resource executives, to try to do that same type of collaboration, looking for best practices, looking for better ways. And we don't have the market on all the great ideas. So who is out there doing something better than we're doing now, and how do we bring that in our own structure and try to exploit that?
Yeah, because under a continuing resolution, agencies are required to maintain effectiveness and efficiency. And so what does that leave of the budget that you can, with discretion, actually cut?
We see that directly as part of the intel community. You know, some of these programs are hundreds of millions of dollars. Most of our programs, on average, are 7 or 8. So you have what's called trade space. And if you're not going to do something, how much trade space can you move to do something else? Well, by cutting an entire program, we may only find $7 million. We spend that in about half a day. We spend $14 million on payroll a day. So, you know, when you start looking at serious issues, it's hard because you're looking at not one or two programs to cut. You're looking at multiple programs, and most of them now, because of since 9/11, we've cut out all the low-hanging fruit. So we're now cutting into bone when we're looking at that. And so those are really tough decisions. But the CR also leaves you a sense of unknown. Where is it going to come out? And you're trying to make decisions that aren't going to then come back in 6 months, a year, or even 3 or 4 years.
And put you in violation of anti-deficiency if you're
exactly,
not careful.
Exactly.
And one big bugaboo for the FBI that is hundreds of millions of dollars has been the case management systems development effort. What is the status of that now, especially given what's going on financially?
So we've started what's called an agile approach with Sentinel. We have a relatively new CIO and a program director for Sentinel. We expect to have that program done in October within the resources that have been identified.
So what's the single biggest headache you have right now financially?
Probably my phone rings, you know, if not 50 times a day, 75, where you've got field executives or executives at headquarters saying, you know, I need additional funding. And each one of those incrementally, you can't see the whole picture. And it's a matter of trying to step back and look at it strategically and be that arbitrator and advisor to the director and the executive management team to say, where do you want to put the $1 million that we've been able to scrape up? Because you got $100 million here of gaps.